It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Purple did. Oh, I screwed it up. Three words in, man.
Dude, not even three words. You were like, purple did. You were three syllables in. You were three syllables in.
Syllables, words.
It's
Purple
Grabbing
Dinger Monday.
Here on The Experience, Darren Copeland. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. We are, can I take just a second? Because I just finished watching an incredible display of power in Judge.
Godzilla vs. Mothra.
And I'm gonna bring this up, and you're going to hate this, but...
Oh, my God, I hate this.
Aaron Judge is the kind of player that you want to like, and you respect this kid. He's 21 years old. He didn't come in with a whole lot of fanfare. He started the season... Like, last year he was in the minor leagues.
Yes, not doing well.
Not doing well. And now all of a sudden he's boom. He's humble. He's nice. He's super talented. Like, this guy could be a superstar on the major league level for a long time to come.
I hate him.
Now, let's compare that to one James LeBron. James, LeBron.
Well, they're about the same height.
See, okay, they're both. But obviously, Judge has... He's genetically engineered, as someone on Twitter just said,
yes,
to be a home run hitting machine. Physically, he has the traits that allow him to do what he does on the baseball field. Same thing with LeBron. He has the physical traits that allow him to bull rush people and hit people with his elbows and knock them over and makes him almost unstoppable as a basketball player, since the refs never call actual fouls on him. But the difference is LeBron gave himself a nickname when he was in high school. Called himself the best.
No, it's so bad that Aaron Judge's parents gave him his nickname. It's even worse.
No, at least someone else gave him a nickname. The worst crime.
He was born with a nickname.
Judge?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot you can do, although I liked your
Aaron
comment.
Aaron Judge, get it?
I liked your comment, Your Honor. Or
Your
His
Honor.
Honor. I think that's a better nickname.
His Honor?
Now up to bat. His Honor.
Yep.
That's a better nickname.
Or just call him SCOTUS. Scody because you want NY at the end.
Scody, New York?
Yeah, well, Scody, so Supreme Court of the New York.
Scony.
So Scody or Scody. I would say because it's Scony. Yeah. Scony.
Actually, it should be Joni.
Let's call him Scony Island.
Coney Island. No, we're wandering. We're wandering. Let me get back. Well, he has...
I kind of like...
Okay,
nice
wandering is fine.
Flowers.
That's true.
And it's,
but
it's
I just
want
to... But there's a difference between this kid who I... This is the first home run derby, and this is the first time I've ever seen him actually play, because we don't get a lot of Yankees games out here in Colorado.
We get a lot of Yankee games. I just choose not to watch them. Lot of Yankee games.
I never watch them.
It's like... Come on, man.
Really? When are they
every
on?
Every time Boston and New York Yankees play.
I refuse to watch because the Boston people just annoy me. And they're just so annoying.
No, you have to understand that I grew up, when I went to college in upstate New York, I had to watch bad Yankees baseball every day because I had five Yankee fans in my house. So I could not get away from it. And I hate Yankee fans. Hated Yankee fans. And then Boston won, and I was like, oh, my God, I really, really hate Boston fans.
Like, Boston fans are the only group of fans that can actually make Yankees fans seem palatable.
I'm kind of hoping the Cubs fans don't turn into this, because they could be worse.
I don't think they will.
They like pizza too much, and so they get tired. You know, they get tired.
Think about Bears fans, Chicago Bears fans.
Yep.
They've been living off of their one Super Bowl for 20, 30 years.
They were in
the
Super Bowl after that. They just lost it.
No, I'm talking about the one they won.
Yes.
Since 1985.
Yep.
And they will still crow about it. And they're still like, the Bears.
We've been to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Have been to seven since they won it.
Yes.
No, that's not true. Been to five.
And yet still those Bears fans aren't as annoying as most other fan bases. So I don't think the Cubs fans will become Boston fans. I just don't think it's in their nature. Cleveland fans are kind of annoying, but I can't even say Cleveland fans. They're LeBron fans. They're the most annoying basketball fans ever.
But they're not around. Like I will
not
tell
here.
You, so no, but I mean, when like the Cleveland Indians came here, you saw a lot of LeBron shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was not like so. Like, well, Cincinnati or St. Louis comes here, or the Cubs come
the
here.
Cubs.
You know,
the Dodgers.
But I'm talking about more of the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like those people come here because to get away from the heat, but they will travel a lot better than Cleveland will.
Yeah, I guess the thing I meant really to say LeBron fans, because in basketball you don't really. I kind of find it interesting that in basketball, I think most fans follow players rather than actual teams. Like, I think we're kind of anomalies in this situation where we follow the Nuggets. Now, because the Nuggets are...
We follow the Nuggets like the guy follows the elephant, picking up the poop.
But because the Nuggets aren't great or good...
They're adequate at the moment?
They're adequate right now. I have kind of hitched my wagon to the Golden State Warriors because I really like the style of basketball they play. I like how they play games, man. It reminds me of the old LA Showtime. They run, they pass, they can shoot, and they're a fun team to watch. If there was another team out there that was as fun, but people look.
The Nuggets were scoring, they just weren't winning.
Yeah, because they play no defense.
They did beat Golden State this year.
Yes, they did. They beat them pretty handily.
Beat them last year.
The Nuggets actually match up pretty well with a team like Golden State because of the style of basketball they play. Styles make a difference. Everyone's talking about the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma State City Thunder.
Oklahoma State is about right.
Yeah, and
Paul George?
I don't think they made themselves significantly better because their style is still not going to compete well with the style of play.
Can start six guys over 7 foot tall, it seems like.
Yeah, well, we've got a sizable lineup. Now, I actually watched because there was nothing else on, man. Nothing
Home
else
run
on.
Derby.
Nope.
They're actually on right now. The Nuggets are on right now.
Yeah, I watched them last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, they lost.
I know.
Beasley.
They were talking about Malik Beasley, and he was scoring. He scored well.
Yeah, but he's volume shooter.
That's what they said. He scored 30 points. He took 29 shots to do it.
Yeah, that's not good.
We need to be more efficient. And they were talking to whoever the GM is now for the Nuggets, a name I can't pronounce. It's not Akhenaten. I know it's not.
But you're close. I think there's
But he was talking about the Nuggets, and he was, you know, saying, "Hey, we need Malik Beasley to be more efficient. We need our second year players to step up and get better. We love Emmanuel Mudiay. We believe he's going to just get better this season."
Well, one of the things that's very good about Arturis Karnisovas, the general manager.
Oh. Okay.
Arturis Karnisovas.
Arturis Karnisoria.
Yes. Karnisovas. Like the car almost ran over us. Arturis Karnisovas.
Okay.
Arturis, the car nearly ran over us.
Okay.
Okay, so Arturis Karnisovas, the one thing that he is known for is he has an eye for talent. He's a legend in the Balkans. Listen, nice. if you're going to be a legend in basketball, if you're not in like New York or San Francisco or L.A., what I'm talking about, then you want to be in the Balkans. Because the Balkans, if you think Kristaps Porzingis, you think about Nurkic, Jokic, this whole wave of these seven-foot guys who are coming out of, the Balkans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good to have the guy who's the legend as your GM. I'm just saying.
That's just a weird thing. Like, hey, I'm Arturis Karnisovas. I'm a legend in the Balkans.
Well, he didn't give himself that.
No, I know, but if someone
Arturis
says...
Karnisovas.
If someone says, you know, hey, what are you known for? Well, I'm a legend in the Balkans.
It does sound like some movie I'd be watching on Sci-Fi Channel or something. Arturis Karnisovas, Legend of the Balkans.
Right?
Cha-cha-cha-cha, bom-bom-bom-bom, Arturis Karnisovas.
Trudging through Balkan mountains and fields of some kind.
Oh my God, are you Arturis Karnisovas, the Legend of the Balkans?
I'm looking for young talent, ma'am.
Have you seen with any? You.
Wrong kind of talent,
it's
man.
It's a shame you didn't get here a second ago. My parents are dead, so now we have nowhere else to go but with you.
Come along.
Dun, oh, bum, Terry's Carnosaurus and the Legend of the Balkans.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this. Only on Mile High Sports. Juicy, fruity, yellow bone, I want a bone, I'm getting done.